everyone. This is Ashley. I'm a licensed esthetician and owner of A&M Aesthetics in Plainfield, Illinois. And I want to talk about home care today because when I did a poll on Instagram with a few different topics that clients were the most confused about, home care was the number one that most people were confused about. So I believe home care is extremely important. And I have a link in below in the comments for you to see an amazing example of a client who she came in. She did not have a lot of time or money to dedicate to coming in for treatments. But she wanted a professional help. So she came in for one facial and she switched her cleanser and her moisturizer. And that's all she was using with those two products. And I saw her 7 to 8 months later. And the changes in her skin were amazing. Her first complaint was that she was dry. And the one thing that I saw was how inflamed her skin was. And just like anything else in your body, when your skin is inflamed, it's going to accelerate aging. So once you take a look at her before and after picture, you're going to be completely taken back that it was from one facial and a proper cleanser and moisturizer for the skin. So home care is extremely important. It is doing work every single day to give you the results that you're looking for, whether that's treating acne, treating aging, or sustaining the healthy skin that maybe you're already happy with. So you come in for a professional facial when you have a specific skincare concern or you want to do a nice cleanup with your skin. I tell my clients at least 4 facials a year, once every season, to just balance the skin. And here in Illinois, we get different weathers every season. So it's really great to just adjust maybe a different cleanser or moisturizer to the humidity levels that we're experiencing here, even though sometimes we can get all the seasons in one day or maybe a week. So at least 1 facial every season. If you want to work on a specific concern like aging or acne, I recommend that you come in every month. And then once we get to some really amazing results that you're happy with, you can maintain those at home with home care. But in between appointments, it is extremely important that you stay on a proper home care regimen. So when I say this, I don't want you to think, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to buy like 6-7 different things. I have been scouring the internet looking for skincare, and it's like I got to apply a cleanser and a toner and 4 different serums and then a moisturizer and a nighttime moisturizer, and then I need an SPF and then an eye cream. And it can turn into being very elaborate, but you do not need that to see amazing results. And it doesn't have to be incredibly expensive either to see really good results. So my clients who come in who are not used to doing anything to their skin at all, or they are product junkies and they have a ton of stuff and they want to use up what they have at home, which you came to me because you have a skincare concern and we cannot work on it in the treatment room, and you go home and you continue using those products because we're not going to get you to where you need to be. In the treatment room is like a boost to get you there faster and to see a professional for recommendations of what to do to get you to your goals. That it's not realistic to go back home and keep using what you're using. So it's like if you went to the dentist and you weren't having good dental hygiene and they did all this work that is corrective, and then you go home doing what you used to, you're going to go right back. It's the same thing with if you went to the gym and saw a personal trainer and then you went home and ate like garbage, it's like you really wouldn't see that those results that you're looking for. So professional products for home care and professional treatments work synergistically together. So my clients who are product junkies or don't do anything at home, I love to start them either on a cleanser and or moisturizer. Most of the time, my clients are unhappy with one of those things, or they're not using a professional cleanser that is pH balanced and isn't stripping your lipid barrier a lot of clients come to me with issues that is like a domino effect from stripping their skin and not using a product that is pH balanced. Even if it says it's, you know, for dry skin, or even if it's gentle. So once we get you on a proper cleanser and we repair your lipid barrier on your skin, a lot of issues go away that you have. Like acne is one of those, red skin, rosacea skin, skincare concerns. And then moisturizers, a lot of clients aren't using the right moisturizer for their skin. If you are someone, if you come in and you tell me that you feel dry or oily, really we should feel balanced. So we need to change a cleanser or moisturizer or both to get you to feel balanced all day, every day. I tell my clients the way that your skin feels after a facial with me is how it should feel all the time. And really, when you wake up in the morning, if you take medication or you take vitamins or you have like this amazing like veggie protein shake and you get excited to take these products because they're good for you and they make you feel good, your skin care should be the same thing. Like, you should be getting out of bed, cannot wait to slather these products all over your face or before bed, because you know when you wake up, your skin is going to look amazing. So once we get the clients on a proper cleanser and moisturizer, the next thing is going to be a serum. So those three things are my must-haves, and of course, sunscreen if you're going to be in the sun for longer than 30 minutes. But those are the main things that every client needs. When I see my clients, I do not like to switch everything all at one time unless we're working on acne. Like, I like to see what each product does, because like I said, there's a lot of layers to this. If you, you know, go to other podcasts that I have where I talk about, you know, skincare concerns, you'll understand there's a lot of layers. So this is just about home care. But briefly, once we fix the lipid barrier, perhaps the skincare concerns that you had will go away. And maybe you won't have any more skincare concerns, or maybe it'll be something new. So a lot of the times with a first-time client, if I know it is an issue with your barrier, I will not sell my clients a full-size bottle of cleanser that's going to last you 3 months. I'm going to sell you one that lasts 5 months, because then when I see you again and our skin is healed, then I'm going to switch you to a different cleanser. So I'm very like strategic about recommending home care and making sure that nothing's going to be wasted and that you get like the biggest bang for your buck. And I want to make sure that you know how to properly like apply home care. So the easiest way to remember how to apply your home care products is you want to apply everything from thinnest to thickest. So after you wash your face, if you have a toner, you would use a toner, right? It's pretty much a water consistency. It's very thin. Then you want to apply your serums. If you use multiple serums, you want to go from thinnest to thickest. If we use a thick serum, or we put a moisturizer on and try to put a serum, it won't be able to penetrate the skin because you have like this thick area of another product in the way. So thinnest to thickest. Cleanser, wash that off. Toner, water consistency, very thin. Our serums, thinnest to thickest, and then our moisturizer. And then your SPF. Think of your SPF as like a face shield, and we want it to be protective. That's going to go last. And then you can use eye cream as well. So that's, you know, the order of a home care routine should be. And also, when you use a cleanser, a professional cleanser, a dime size amount is more than enough to cleanse your face. There are clients who've bought products and they come see me every month and they need to restock. And to me, that is saying you're using way too much. You are spending money that you don't need to. And this product should be lasting a while. So a full-size bottle of cleanser, if you're using it twice a day, will last you 3 months. If you're using it only once a day, I always recommend cleansing morning and night, but I know a lot of my clients get busy and have kids or life gets in the way. And as long as you're cleansing once and we can talk about that, I will be happy because it's better than you not using it. So, if you're only cleansing once a day, that bottle will last you 6 months. And it's the same thing with the moisturizer. And the serum, you'll probably get 4 to 6 weeks out of, using it twice a day. And then, you know, maybe about 2 months, if you're using the serum once a day. And when you use your moisturizer too, it's going to be the same thing. It's like a dime size amount. I find my clients who use a lot more moisturizer, they might like a thicker, richer, or maybe like an oily, or not an oily, but an oil type moisturizer. But really you want to only do a thin layer over your skin that it doesn't feel, you know, tight. And that's really all your skin needs. You need to use more than a dime size amount, just a nice thin layer to help rehydrate the skin, seal in all the serums that you placed on it. So that is pretty much the basics for home care that I think is enough to give you a good foundation. I do my best in the treatment room to explain all this to you in the time that we have, but I was able to dive in a bit deeper. So if you have any questions, do not hesitate to reach out to me or when you see me in the treatment room. If you are listening to this and you're not in around the Plainfield area, I do virtual consultations. I do virtual facials. We can definitely get you set up with a home care routine. And I really look forward to helping each and every one of you achieve your skincare goals and really help you look and feel beautiful. Have a great day.